Masechtas Peah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues what was discussed in the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah ended off saying that since the standard Peah is a free-for-all, first-come, first-serve, so even if the majority wants that it should be distributed equally, we listen to the minority that it's going to be first-come, first-serve, whoever grabs it. So the Mishnah Beis is speaking about an exception that was actually mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Beis. Bedalus uvedekel, by the grapevines on a trellis and by palm trees, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that these things the landowner himself has to pick and distribute because they're dangerous for the aniyim to climb on, and they halakhically are distributed equally. So by the Mishnah speaks out the reverse case. Bedalus uvedekel, by the grapevines on a trellis and the palm tree, ain't a cane, the halacha is not so, is not like what we said at the end of the last Mishnah. And afilu tisha matisha, imram levois, even if 99 out of 100 are saying, poor people are saying, that we want it to be up for grabs, whoever grabs however much they get, but echad imer, and 1 out of the 100 is saying, lechalak, that it should be distributed equally amongst all the aniyim. Lezer shayman, we listen to the one, Shamar Kalacha, because he's saying according to the halacha, because on these trees, the halacha is that they're divided equally, and therefore we follow the minority with going with this halacha, that it's going to be distributed equally. Mishnah Gimel. Natal Miktsas Peah, if one of the aniyim took part of the peah that was available in the field, Uzraka Halashar, and he took that peah, that wheat stalks or whatever it is, and he threw it on the rest of the peah, the other peah, in an attempt to be kaina, to acquire the rest of the peah by throwing his own belongings onto the other ones that he wants all of it to become his. Ein lo baklum, he gets nothing from it. Not only did he not acquire the rest of the peah that was not his yet, because throwing his belongings on it is not a proper method of being kaina, is not a proper method of acquiring it. The Rav says he also loses the peah that he already picked that was his, and it's a knas. He's fined that he loses his rights to even the peah that he picked already by attempting to do this and take all the peah away from everyone else. The Mishnah continues with other improper methods of acquiring it. Nafalay Allah, if he fell on top of the other peah, upairs talisela, or he spread out his talis, his cloak, on the other peah in an attempt again to acquire it, to be kainet. These are not proper ways of acquiring things. And Mavir and Isaimena, we take him off of it, and it's still available for other people, other poor people, to take that payah. The Mishnah ends by saying, V'chein b'laket, v'chein b'aymer hashicha, that these halachas about improper methods of being kind of acquiring, that they don't work, it applies also by laket and shicha. Laket, both of these are going to be discussed more at length in the rest of the Masechta here. Laket is stalks of wheat that fall in the process of harvesting that are left behind for the poor people to collect. And the Omer, Hashicha, are bundles that were forgotten. After the bundles were completely harvested and wrapped up, the owner left them behind and forgot about them in the field, so he can't come back and take them. Each one has its own halachas when they apply, but these are two different mitzvahs that we leave behind the produce for the aniyim. And the same thing applies here. If the aniyim attempt to be kaina, to acquire this produce in the improper fashion, so it doesn't work, and they're still available for any ani to come and take them.